howdy, folks, and welcome to the tailgate.
For those of you just joining us, we're on a road trip across America to uncover the mysteries behind tall tales, fairy tales, folk tales, fish tales, and urban legends, one interview at a time.
We inherited a truck from our late Granny May and discovered that the crystal hanging off the rearview mirror was more than just decorative. It's a dowsing pendulum leading us to the good folks behind the tales we all grew up with. With that, I'm Harrison, the Florida man.
And I'm Aaron, the cheesehead. And today we are parked beside the Rio Grande, not far out from El Paso, Texas.
He nailed that Spanish. Ain't nothing like a peaceful afternoon spent riverside. Just you alone with your thoughts. Bucket of bait to keep you company.
And your cousin.
Oh, hey, yeah, no, and you too.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see a body of water after driving hours on end through the dry, barren waste. I mean, it's like once you pass Dallas, you're suddenly transported into the second act of a Mad Max movie.
Yeah.
Which Mad Max movie?
Any Mad Max movie.
Master.
Plus, you finally get a chance to test the waters with your fishing pole there.
I'm telling you. Man, I ain't had a chance to cast this bad boy here since we was abducted back in Mississippi.
Tja, that was a nightmarish encounter engraved in my brain forever. Likely due to the implant she shoved in my head.
You got a date out of it, though.
Yeah, I won't sweat the small stuff. What are you hoping to hook?
Well, I got a floating minnow on the end, so looking to catch maybe, I don't know, a trout or two for cooking on the portable grill before our company arrives. But that sounds an awful lot like business, and before we get down to business, what are we drinking today, Cheesehead?
Ah, today's brewskis come in two distinct varieties. The first is the aptly named Angler Hoppy Lager, weighing in at a respectively average ABV of 5.7%, with a cool fisheye view depiction of a cowboy in a boat.
Now we're talking. Man, it's fishing themed. I'll take it.
Well, now just hold your horses, because the second brew is called Southern Swagger Double IPA, with the image of a skeleton cowboy riding a skeleton bull. This rodeo in a can weighs in at a hefty 9.2 ABV.
Well, fuck. How the hell am I supposed to choose between a beer named after my favorite pastime and a beer with double its alcohol percentage?
Yeah, I think I got a solution. See, these bad boys here come in 16-ounce cans. Now, how about we both just drink half of each?
Deal. Hand me the Angler. Damn, that's respectable. That's a mighty fine lager. Now cheers.
Jesus Mary Joseph, did I just drink an entire pine tree? Double IPA, more like quadruple IPA.
Is it good, though?
Well, I mean, if you like IPA. Anyway, these both were produced by Lucky Luke Brewery out of Palmdale, California. Kind of a ways from home, these two.
Lucky Luke, huh? Well, it must be named after a comic.
Oh, what is Lucky Luke? Some D-list Marvel or DC hero or something?
Actually, it ain't that kind of comic. Lucky Luke was first created back in 1946 by a Belgian cartoonist named Morris. He eventually partnered with a French writer behind the Asterix series. You know, the Vol Viking guy.
Yeah, definitely. Interesting, though. Hey, look, can we trade beers already? This one isn't really for me.
Yeah, sure thing. Man, double IPAs, they may taste rough, but I gotta admire how straight to the point they are.
Ooh, this is one tasty lager. Better still, this beer looks to pair rather well with fish. And by the way, how's that going for you?
Not great. Man, we've been out here, what, an hour or so? Ain't caught a damn thing. I swear, it's like there's some kind of monster or something out there scaring them off.
Well, Texas is known for more than their fair share of aquatic terrors, such as the Bear Lake Monster. Boy, it gives me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it.
The only monster out here is going to be me if these flipping fish don't start biting soon. Hold up. Hold up, I think I got something.
What, for real?
Yeah, for real. On the reel. Fish on.
Oh, good job, buddy. Reel in that little guy.
Hey, little. God. Mighty powerful, whatever it is.
Whoa, all the more to eat him, right?
Unless it's big enough to eat us.
Oh, crepes.
More likely just to break the line. Anything this big. God, tension here, it ain't fit for larger game.
Well, true that. Do fish in this river really grow large enough to contend on a scale like that, though?
Well, not most of them. Could be a gator. I mean, there ain't much of them out here. Yeah, but these motions are telling me it's a fish.
Well, it could be what's been scaring off all the little guys. If it's not a gator, what fish is big enough to keep you on your toes like that?
Only one freshwater fish in these parts, I think, grows big enough to put up a fight like this one.
And that one being?
Catfish.
Whoa, what a beast! Did you see that?
I saw it. Jumping Jesus, that fish must be over 100 pounds, two maybe. It looked like it had something caught on its dorsal fin.
Well, look out, it's surfacing again.
Yee-haw!
Oh, curdle my cheese, that's a woman riding on the back of that catfish as if it was some kind of a bucking bronco.
Oh, there goes my line.
And there goes our dinner. The woman is coming up from the water. She's a cowgirl by the looks of her pigtails and Stetson hat and moseying towards us super casual as if she's not a complete weirdo.
Evening, gents. If I ain't no better, I say you boys seen a ghost.
More specifically, we just seen a ghost dressed as a cowgirl saddling a catfish the size of a Clydesdale.
And a cute one to boot.
Why, aren't you just the charmer? Hear that, kitten? City Slicker here thinks you're cute.
Well, I meant you, not that whiskered Leviathan, but okay.
Pardon my rudeness, but with two gents mind showing me the nearest powder room, I'm covered in muck from bib to boot and would like to freshen up before my man arrives.
Oh, your man?
Ain't got a bathroom, per se, but suppose you could use our truck if you gotta.
Perfect. Thank you, kindly.
Pleasure's mine, I guess.
Hey, so do we even know this lady?
Not offhand, I don't. Right, to be honest, I reckoned it was the mammoth catfish we were led here to meet, not some rowdy woman riding it. Still, well, less odds we die interviewing this lady than whatever that beast is out there.
Well, don't be so sure. She said her man was arriving.
Yeah, still proud of you for taking your shot, though.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, wait a sec. She just walked soaking wet to our truck without any supplies. How exactly can one freshen up from that?
That's a good question. Hey, miss. You all right over there? No offense, but truck's got enough problems without adding soggy floorboards to the mix.
I'm right as rain and fresh as a daisy.
Wowzer, you sure are. Hey, wait a second, dear. You're wearing my clothes.
Am I? These jeans hug my curves like they were built for me.
And they kinda are.
You wear ladies' jeans, Cheesehead?
Oh, come on, what can I say, alright? They fit right, and they showcase my best attributes.
Your glutes?
Nah, my gangly chicken legs. The bagginess of men's jeans is just too much for me.
At any rate, I appreciate your kindness, lending your womanly jeans to a stranger.
Alright, why'd you have to phrase it like that?
Well, who even are you?
Name Soup. Slewfoot Soup. Put her there.
I'll put her wherever you want me to, miss.
Wait, Slewfoot Soup?
You hear me stutter?
No, I didn't. But if you're Slewfoot Soup, I reckon that means your man's gotta
be... Oh, look out, Florida man. It's coming from across the river at a giant cyclone!
Well, there he is, riding a twister, like it's some broken steed.
Wait, no! He's riding aback a cougar who's riding a twister like it was a broken steed.
You boys got it all wrong. He's riding Widowmaker, his broken steed. Who's riding a cougar who's riding a twister like it was a broken steed.
There you are, darling. And what a sight to see. New jeans, delicious as baked beans and bacon. I love the way you show off your slender, feminine legs.
God, that horse you rode in on must be dead, because we sure are beating it.
You made it, Pudding Pie. Here, I have some new friends I want you to meet.
Interesting posse you've rounded up, Sue. How kind of you pilgrims to treat my darling bride here like she were family.
That's just how we do, sir.
Sir? Sir? I may be a man of more names than one, but most folks simply call me Pecos Bill. Put her there, partners.
Gwah, hell of a handshake you got there, the both of ya.
Yeah, about ripped my arm out of socket. I think we both know about the legendary fella named Pecos Bill.
Of course you heard of the Mister on the Twister, the DePaco Snuffin' Stud Muffin, Pecos Bill, and of course, my beautiful wife.
The maiden fair with the derriere, the hot dish on a catfish, Slewfoot Sue. But we've already introduced ourselves. Your turn, boys.
Okay, reckon I'm the the rustic man with the neck tan, the angler in the wranglers, Harrison, the Florida man.
Oh, my turn. I'm the nerd with the curds, the Johnny Quest from the Midwest, Aaron the Cheesehead.
Shoot, howdy, boys. Looks like we're in for a hip shooting, rootin' tootin' evening.
But before we get down to business, what are we drinking tonight, Pecos?
Ah, God, I thought you'd never ask. So tonight we're drinking... Oh, wait. Pecos. Ah, jeez. Sorry, I guess I'm just used to carrying that bit. But we do have beer, though, for the record.
Cute.
Cute?
Is this party a rootin' tootin' or slumber?
Don't be rude, Ash Kate. They ain't like us. Probably couldn't handle the hard stuff.
What the hell you say?
You're right, my sun-baked cookie.
Ain't I always?
God, I love you, baby.
Is it just me, or is it hot out here?
No, it's not just you. It's been 100 degrees out here all day long.
And even hotter now.
I like to call him Heatwave, on account of him being so...
All right, so are you just going to criticize our beer, or do you actually want some of it?
Yeah, Heatwave.
Oh, shoot, right, the alcohol. Listen here, partners. I see your gesture and raise it with one of my own. Take a swig from this jug here. It'll take you to the moon and back.
William F. Pecos, a hell of a thing to say in front of me.
Oh, my peach eye only minute is a figure of speech. And speaking of figure, can't get enough of those jeans you're wearing.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, give me that bottle. Well, plow my snow. This is smooth. Not bad at all. I'm almost disappointed after the way you hyped it up.
Wait for it.
Wait for it. Fuck me! That's straight up liquid fire!
No, for real? Shit, pass it on down. Jesus, that's some good stuff.
Ain't it, though? So, talk to me, partners. What can we do you for?
Yeah, we're a pretty open couple. We're like the sun, up for sharing our warmth with any who care to swing out from the shade.
Oh, ho, 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 I'll swing, all right. Just call me Benjamin David Goodman.
Who?
Come on. Benny Goodman? Riffin' to Scotch? Ain't you glad? The Jazz Holiday.
Dude, I'm from your timeline, and I still ain't got a clue about no Benjamin Goodman.
Girl, he was called the King of Swing. God, you know what? Fuck you guys.
That's more like it.
What?
Bill, what you think? Think that truck bed over there could handle the four of us at once? Or should we take shifts?
Hell no. Look, all right, Cheesehead and I are two podcasters hoping to score an interview with you fine folks.
So no truck bed.
I mean, if that's really something you're after, I guess y'all can go to town. Just don't bust an axle.
Point one for Cheesehead.
All right, well, before y'all get down to business. Damn. What were we drinking just now? Pecos?
You just drank some good old Mountain Dew. Distilled it myself. ABV higher than Guadalupe Peak. With a dash of dynamite for flavor.
Dynamite?
My favorite food.
Oh, shit, man. Call me Hangman Page, then.
Who?
Hangman Page. It's AEW regular on the show Dynamite.
And I thought the Cheese Boys King of Swing reference was obscure.
Oh. You know what? Fuck you guys. Give me some more whatever demon juice you got in that damn bottle.
Meanwhile, can we get this interview over with so we can move on to the busting of the axles?
Oh. They got all their little recording equipment out, Pecos. How sweet. At least, let's tell them a little bit about ourselves before they hit that bottle too hard.
Sure thing. My story begins long ago in the 1830s. I was born William. Ain't sure my surname, and for good reason. As a baby, I tumbled off the wagon train and watched as my family rode off west, none the wiser.
Damn, I thought my family was bad.
My family isn't really to blame. They didn't know. Plus, I got a second and equally loving family out of the whole deal.
Oh, didn't another wagon pick you up?
Wagon? No. I was seized by the scruff of my neck by a mama coyote and hauled off to her den, where I was raised alongside her newborn litter of pups.
Ain't he a rascal?
I grew up not knowing a lick of English, but I did know conversational coyote howling by the time I finally found and identified my older blood brother.
So, whenever someone hits you with the old adage, were you raised by wolves? Did you correct them?
All the time. I'm all like, coyotes, you dumbass.
Okay, yeah, that'll show him. Was it difficult readjusting to human life after spending most of your youth chasing roadrunners?
Sure, but I picked up on human ways quick enough. In fact, I was groomed to be quite the cowboy before long. Rustled them steer like nothing you ever seen.
Yeah, I believe it.
My man.
What made you such a good cowboy? I mean, for that matter, what makes your command over animals and acts of God so powerful as a general rule?
I think being raised by coyotes for as long as I was granted me some power over nature. I learned to see things I couldn't as a human, hear things I'd otherwise be deaf to.
Holy fire! Look out, Pecos Bill! There's a snake in your boot!
No, you're thinking of Woody.
No, I'm thinking of that giant sidewinder rearing its menacing head out of Bill's boot.
Whoa!
They're right, Bill. The sidewinder. It's in your left boot.
Christ almighty, well, what do we do?
Oh, we just move him back to his spot upon Bill's belt loop. You know, where the whip's meant to be holstered.
Are you insane? That's a highly venomous serpent.
Hey, one cowboy's highly venomous serpent is another cowboy's whip.
I'm pretty sure you just made that up.
Also, excuse me, did you just say whip? As in this snake here is just some everyday ranching tool for you?
It's my secret weapon. You partners know how I said I was a hell of a cowboy? Mm-hmm. Well, that's because them cows don't want to get bit in their hindquarters by this baby here.
And so you just carry around a rattlesnake with you at all times is what you're saying.
A rattlesnake? You hear that, Sue?
Laugh with me, Bill.
Oh, sorry.
They think you only got one snake.
Wait, is that a dick joke?
You got a filthy mind there, Beach Boy.
Hey, it's Florida Man.
Allow me to clear the air. I got one rattler for my whip, and my old pal Shake here as my trusted lasso.
Yeah, all right, so let me get this straight. You were raised by a pack of coyotes, herd cattle using two ungodly specimens of America's most deadliest snakes, all while mounted on a horse, cougar, and occasional tornado. Am I missing anything?
Nope, I think you covered it.
Oh, right, and you're dating a cowgirl who side-saddles an alarmingly spry and orca-sized catfish.
Man, you make it sound so normal.
Yeah, well, it certainly is not. Giant fish, deadly snakes, tornadoes. It's like you two have turned the world's greatest fears into your own personal help staff.
We two here are humbled by nature's gifts. But just having each other is plenty enough for this cowboy.
Oh, honeycomb, your tongue must be made of pure sugar cane because you just say the sweetest things.
Now, how y'all two lovers meet anyhow?
Why, it's funny you should ask. Today, our little meetup here at the Rio Grande wasn't by coincidence. He and I are reuniting to celebrate our anniversary.
Sue and I met right here in this very spot some time ago.
Pecos Bill was here by the river, letting Widowmaker graze and pulling from the river to refill his canteen. That's when I flew out of the water, aback my giant catfish, and paid him a wink.
A wink? Girl, you and that catfish gave me a front seat to my own personal water rodeo.
Was love at first sight. We began a courtship right then and there.
To prove to her how serious my love ran, I shot out every star in the midnight sky, save for one. One star just for her. And that's how Texas became known as the Lone Star State.
Hell, not to rain on no one's parade or nothing, but I was taught that the Texas flag, when it was a Mexican province, had two stars and read Coahuila y Texas, something like that. Upon gaining its independence from Mexico, the Republic of Texas dropped Coahuila and the corresponding star, leaving the Lone Star of Texas as a point of pride.
Lies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that clears it up, absolutely.
No, stupid for even thinking that.
Anyway, as I gazed upon the Lone Star, I realized then and there I've met the man I was meant to spend the rest of my life with. Then came the wedding.
Ah, jeez. What happened? Did you become a bridezilla or something?
Oh, let me guess. In-laws put a kink in your ropes?
No. I was a humble bride. All three of our families were cooperative and polite.
What? Tree families?
Well, of course. My family, his human family, and the coyote pack.
Now, what wedding wouldn't be complete without a pack of howling coyotes?
Well, I was no bridezilla, as you call it. I did make but one request. To ride down the aisle on the back of Widowmaker. Only Widowmaker wasn't having any of that.
That's right. My trusty stud here got rabid with jealousy. Buck poor Sue here on her ass, where her gigantic bustle caused her to bounce.
And I couldn't stop bouncing. With each rebound, I shot higher and higher, faster and faster.
Tried as I did, I couldn't get Shake here fast enough to lasso the old girl down.
Soon enough, I bounced all the way to the moon, crashing my head upon its dusty plain, and descending back down to Texas. I was caught in this vicious bouncing cycle for days. Days turned into weeks. I became malnourished, dehydrated, dying.
I did the only thing left in my power.
Stand beneath her to catch her on the next trip down?
Nah, I shot her dead.
What?
Good advice, though. Probably should have tried just catching her. And yeah, maybe next time.
Jeez. Next time?
Anyway, my poor Bill took my death pretty hard. Left society for a spell, back to his wild coyote family.
I only returned to civilization on occasion to marry again.
Again?
Sure, remarried several times. But not a one of them broads could tip a hat to my slew-footed sooth.
And I did my fair share of romance here on the spiritual plane while I waited for him to pass over, so no ill will.
So, what, you two are finally rekindling as spirits nowadays?
No need for rekindling a flame that was never extinguished.
Well, that bullet in your forehead there says otherwise, but there goes Bill. I heard your death was something else.
How do you mean, partner?
Well, I had a book of tall tales as a kid. It says one day you were hamming it up in a respectable saloon, washing fish hooks down the pipe with a cocktail of whiskey and nitroglycerin. Then struts in there two loud-mouthed urban knights with 10-gallon hats through the double swingers.
Oh, no. Don't do it.
Well, I'm doing it. Tired of them running their mouths and acting all tough, Bill asked them, who exactly are you supposed to be? And they replied,
don't say it. I'm begging you.
Why, we're cowboys.
Boy, you should have seen them two dandies try to pull those hats off. Cowboys, can you believe it?
Oh, shit. Now you've gone and done that.
Oh, them boys' hands smoother than a baby's backside.
Wait, do what exactly, Sue? What is this madness?
You see, them cocky white collars calling themselves cowboys got Bill here tickled so hard he laughed and stuffed plumb to death.
God, that's a hell of a way to go.
Well, what's happening to my poor Bill?
Whoa, wait just a gosh darn moment. He just went from being an ethereal spirit to flesh and bone?
That's right. Y'all boys must have made me laugh myself back to life.
Is that even possible?
Sure looks that way. Hold still, darling, while old Bill shoots you between them big, beautiful brown eyes.
Did it work? You shoot me back to life?
Nope. Oh. Reckon it don't work that way for you. Too bad.
Wowzers. Wow, wow, wowie, wow. We just witnessed a miracle.
Eh, ain't a thing.
At least not compared to the things we've seen.
I gotta take your word on that.
Alright, so moving forward, we've heard your own backstories. But what about the stories themselves? These tall tales of Slewfoot Sue, Pecos Bill, Widowmaker, Shake, and... I don't know, whatever the other snake is called.
Well, first, let's define what a tall tale even is, since y'all is actually the first one we've yet to encounter on the road trip. Now, according to the dictionary here on my phone, a tall tale is an exaggerated, unreliable story, which seems to check out considering numerous authors have added and subtracted to your tales throughout all these decades.
Of course, many of the stories themselves are falsehoods, but to say we as characters are hyperbole simply ain't so.
I mean, you did see me ride over here on a horse, on a cougar, on a twister, right?
Yeah, but like, as cool and fun as your tall tales are, we know for a fact y'all's exploits were only penned some 100 or so years ago. Earliest known stories of you being 1917, you're actually known as Last of the Tall Tales.
Listen here, partners. Look at us. Me and Sue here is real as cornmeal. Our dusty spirits have been ripping up and down this river for ages. Happened upon a fellow around 1916, Irishman, named Edward O'Malley.
O'Reilly, dear. Edward O'Reilly. We told him our stories, and before long, he made a mint off our tales, published them in the Century Magazine to delight a many. Folks took such a strong liking to him that the other writers spawned a whole slew of stories about us.
Yeah, mostly sheer fantasy, but it's all in good fun. People can't get enough of the one and only Pecos Bill.
About that, there actually is more than one Pecos Bill. William, like you, Rufus Shafter, a Civil War hero on the side of the Union, Medal of Honor recipient, and Texas hero. They nicknamed Pecos Bill before you and Sue were actually put into print.
Yeah. Pecos Bill Shafter even has two cities named after him. Shafter, California, and the ghost town of Shafter, Texas.
So, there may have been another Pecos Bill. Big deal. He doesn't sound so tough.
Oh, ho, but he was tough. There is even a poem written in his honor that sings about his toughness. It's called Old Pecos Bill, or General William Shafter.
Poetry, yes? The toughest art form in all the land?
Well, the first verse of it reads, "Don't hardly reckon there's ever a tougher old soldier pill. In any way you size him up than that same old Pecos Bill."
Okay, but even a cricket seems tough to an ant. Dang poem singing his praises like he were some gift from the heavens.
And you'll see it duplicates Glory Land, the kingdom on Zion's hill. And who's responsible for the change? I reckon it's Pecos Bill.
For crying out loud, I get it, I get it. Sounds like this man can do no wrong.
Well, it's only because we skipped over the hideously racist stanzas involving Native Americans. So, yeah, a hero to many, still a racist on a bitch.
In those times, find me an honest fellow who weren't. Easy to believe these peaceful people were savages by all the propaganda fed to us back then in the name of expansion.
Bill's right. Made us think ourselves American heroes taking up arms against these wonderful people.
Yeah, I bet. The push for manifest destiny was seriously fucked up. Now, you were first written about with dubious accuracy beginning in 1917, and that's some time after the close of the Old West period. To capitalize on the end of the movement and turn it into a show of romanticism came Buffalo Bill and Annie Oakley, two of the most popular sharpshooters and entertainers at the turn of the century.
Whoa, are you implying that Sue and I are just some rip-off sideshow clowns?
I think they are, Puddin'.
Man, Puddin' sounds good, but no, I mean, we ain't saying that you two as individuals have been ripped off of them people, but I think Cheesehead here is more or less implying that the authors of your tales may have been a little bit inspired by the larger-than-life cowboys like Buffalo Bill. I mean, he even had Bill in his name.
Yeah, and again, I'm just asking more than implying. I couldn't find evidence one way or the next. As inconclusive as this may be, you two have undoubtedly made a dent in the world of pop culture.
He's right. Since O'Reilly's publications, y'all become household names.
Yeah, and at least speaking on my own behalf, it's in large part due to Disney.
Disney? That cute little cartoon fella in them funny V-neck sweaters?
That's a funny way of putting it, but you ain't wrong. Actually, Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Inn and Cafe is my favorite restaurant at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, mine too. And Walt Disney Imagineers created this restaurant based on their 1948 cartoon featuring Slewfoot Sue and Pecos Bill, as well as Paul Bunyan and John Henry. It was their 10th theatrical classic, Melody Time.
Wow, Paul and John?
Sure, just George and Ringo, shy of Beatlemania.
Why would good nature Paul Bunyan and John Henry be in cahoots with the no-good rotten Johnny Ringo and George Waitman of the Cowboys and the Doolin Dalton gang?
Yeah, okay, it was just a joke. I mean, you know, the Beatles. Hey, Jude?
Jude? My name's Sue. We've been over this. Reckon he's suffering heat stroke.
Toss him in the river with Kit. That'll do the trick.
No. I'm good. Thanks for looking out, though.
As it were, Disney weren't done cashing in on your tall tales just yet. In 1995, Patrick Swayze played you in the live-action, less-than-classic theatrical release, Tall Tale.
Why would they choose Patrick Swayze to play me? Is it because we share the same long, gorgeous feathered hair?
Hey, I mean, y'all both do have beautiful feathered hair. That's a good point. But I meant, he played Bill. I kind of thought that part was obvious.
Well, then who played Slewfoot Sue in this live-action picture?
You were kind of left out of it.
They didn't even think to put you in, Sue. How about that?
Well, be that as it may, Sue, you are a star in one of the segments of the 1998 comic anthology, Did You Say Chicks?
I did not.
Written by Lauren Frankos. You are the focal point in the story entitled Slewfoot Sue and a Witch in the Wood.
Eat a boot, Bill.
You know, funny thing is, we was looking forward to interviewing the infamous Witch in the Wood back when we was driving through Alabama, but our dowsing pendulum, they didn't pick her up.
Probably a cauldron con.
Cauldron con? Oh, wait a sec. Didn't we see a flyer about something like that back in New Orleans, Cheesehead?
Well, yeah, sure did. Oh, got it right here, as a matter of fact. Cauldron Con 2020, sponsored by... Oh, what the heck is SQX Monster Radio? I don't know who this woman is either. Emma Fattel? Says she's their featured guest. Looks mighty ominous.
SQX? Emma Fattel? I ain't ringing no bells.
Oh, there's more in the back of the flyer here.
Right on.
Alright, the back says, Witches be crazy. Crazy for Cauldron Con 2020. Don your steepled hat and saddle that broom for a wonderful time. Oh, and there's fine print.
Always is.
Genuine witches and wizards only. Imposters will be promptly hexed and or transformed into confections on site.
Yikes.
Also, we support LGBTQ+, so don't come at us with any of that Potter bullshit.
Ooh. Yikes. Guess I won't slither into that convention.
Yeah, practically slammed a Gryffindor in our faces.
Maybe y'all can Ravenclaw our ways through.
Or just Hufflepuff and blow the doors down.
So we're a bunch of nerds. Is that what I'm getting here?
Hey, y'all the nerds. Oh. We two are just rolling with the punches.
I'm surprised you ghosts even know of J.K. Rowling, if I'm to be honest.
Well, we know her because we're dead. Just like her career after them tweets on transsexuality.
Some nerve. Love is love is love. Speaking of which... Hey, Sue!
Boy, you don't got an onomatopoeia me twice?
Well, sure has been a fun and rowdy time, but Sue and I here plan on having a fun and rowdy time of our own, so we must depart.
Oh, wait, what about busting an axle with us?
Your interview took too long, so we're just gonna cut the foreplay.
No, wait, we were the foreplay?
No, what? It don't matter anyway, because I happen to be. Happily married, and weren't the least bit interested in whatever kooky-ass sex shit y'all have rambling on about. Plus, Cheesehead and I have an appointment in New Mexico tomorrow, so we gotta cash in and get an early start.
Ooh, before we do the tumbleweed, we oughta wrestle up some grub.
Grub, huh? What, like, y'all gonna shoot down something crazy like the Bear Lake Monster and eat them raw?
Grub is in Grubhub. We're ordering it.
Yeah, come on, man. It's the 2020s.
Plus, I beat that lake monster's ass years ago.
Sure did.
Right, well, before we depart, let me just say that it was an absolute pleasure meeting the both of you. And I'd like to think that this little experience has made Florida Man and I into genuine cowboys.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
you done did it again.
Did what?
You did that.
Oh, no.
Oh, I love myself to death again, didn't I?
I came all this way to fan our flames and you ghost me.
Good one, darling. But you know Pecos Bill would never ghost a girl so fine as you, especially in them outrageously girly jeans.
Oh, my God.
Come on, cowgirl. Join me on old Widowmaker here so we can giddy up.
Don't gotta tell me twice. So long, gents. Thank you for all the kindness.
And good luck with your recording or whatever shit you're up to. Gotta catch this twister now. Adios.
Bye.
And there they go, your jeans.
Oh, my pants.
Cowboys on a horse on a twister. Crazy as all get out.
Yeah. Oh, wait. A cowboy on a horse on a twister?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, didn't a cowboy arrive on a horse on a cougar on a twister?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, come to think on it. I wonder what happened to that thing.
Golden fried curds, he's right behind you there with his menacing glowing eyes. Hey there, kitty kitty. There's a good kitty.
I think we're just supposed to look it in the eyes so it knows that we're dominant. Well, folks.
I think that's dogs. I don't think that's cats.
Oh, fuck. Well, it worked for Mowgli. Well, folks, we're probably about to die. But in the unlikely event that we make it to the truck alive, shoot us an email at thetailgatepodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at thetailgatepodcast for photos, cast info, updates, and more on our corpses.
Be sure to migrate here in 2 weeks for our next possible episode as we meet a conservationist who specializes in mystical birds.
From what I hear, she's very talented. No, sorry, we don't got time for jokes.
We are really double downing on these puns today, aren't we? Hey, bolt for the truck on the count of three.
All right, sounds like a plan. Okay. See you later, tailgaters.
One.
Wait, you're on the count of three. One, two, three, go. Or like one.
Okay,
three.
I'm this.